If you thought that the library was just books, I think everybody knows by now it's a lot more than books. You may not know all the layers of stuff that they have there. Computer classes are starting up, and we're going to talk more about that. Mike Mercantot is here from the St. Clair County Library System. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. You got all kinds of stuff going on at the library, don't you?
Yes, we do. I brought along today our newest librarian in the system, Mary Howard. She wears many hats at the library. She's the head of the library for talking books and assistive media. And she does lots of programming now. And she's also helps out with teaching the computer classes.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, since the computer classes are being offered again soon at this library system, she'd be the person to talk to.
So, good morning, Mary.
Yeah, nice to be on the radio again, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us. So tell us a little bit about these classes.
Okay, well, we're sort of taking a turn towards being proactive about what we're offering people. We get a lot of people asking, when can we have a social media class? When can we have a class that teaches me something I can use at work? So we've taken those suggestions, turned those into classes, and from April to October, you're going to see a whole range of classes, hopefully that meet the needs of all your listeners.
Right. Okay. Well, what are some of those things that you're going to be offering?
Well, the first class that we're looking at that I think is going to be, we keep saying it's the star of the show, it's called Cut the Cord. And, yeah, when you think of cutting the cord, you think of a lot of things. But what we're talking about are getting rid of your overpriced cable bills, especially, you know, we're here in January. People are still paying off, you know, bills from Christmas. Yeah, you're paying your $100 or more dollars with cable. This class will give you an informative presentation on why and how you might be able to cut the cable cord in favor of using popular streaming subscriptions like Netflix, Hulu, and more. And as someone who, you know, really likes to embrace technology, it's great. For someone who maybe is new to it, we're going to have very basic information. So that's really the first one that I want to promote is cutting the cord.
That's a great idea. I did that about 6 months ago, and it's scary because cable offers all the channels that you like, and it's you know exactly which buttons to push and where you're going to find them. You can get the same stuff on streaming. It's just a few different hoops to go through to get it. But once you do it, you can save a ton of money.
Exactly.
So it's been good for you?
It has been, yeah. Yeah. In fact, it's funny, Mike. You and I talk about Walking Dead because I know that you watch that. Yeah. I knew you were coming in. I thought, Mike's going to ask me if I've been watching Walking Dead. It's the one channel that I don't have in my streaming service. I could pay extra to get it through Amazon Prime, and I might.
Okay.
But other than that, I've got all the channels I want.
Exactly. I mean, I'm a binger myself. I just binged on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get on that show and you could do it. And with this class, you'll learn how to, you know, either get what you want for binging or set things up for you, for your children, for your parents, whoever.
Yeah. And when does that class start?
We haven't set things up. We know they're going to be April through October.
Okay.
But if people could either call into the library, maybe starting the next month or two or look
online. The schedule will be posted online too.
Okay,
so you
good.
Can register for the classes online.
Okay.
We've also got some interesting classes for people who want to maybe up their, like I mentioned, the work game. We're going to be teaching Excel for beginners so people can learn how to do basic formulas, do the tables, make charts. They can also we're going to do kind of a sample chart for your budget. So if you're budgeting either at work or at home or maybe with your family,
right,
that's something. We're going to have a class that's going to create a resume with Microsoft Word. That's something I can tell you I get asked daily. Someone's working on the resume, especially in the new year. People, you know, new year, new start. Some people are changing jobs. We want to make sure you put your best foot forward, that you know, the best resume is going to get you in. And nowadays, you're not even competing with people reading. You're competing with machines reading. So you really have to have the best resume. That's why you need to come to us, and we can set you up with that.
Good. All right, those are great, great classes. So just keep watching the website and social media for that.
And to save you some money, you can check out episodes of Walking Dead for free.
There you go.
At the library.
That's a good point, too. You know, once you give up cable, you say, well, what am I going to watch and how am I going to watch it? You offer just a ton of video and
absolutely
streaming video,
we have
too?
Streaming, too, yes, through the app Hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take that, as long as you have access to the internet, you can take that anywhere in the world, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes along with our ebooks and e-magazines and stuff. I was in Italy a few years ago, and I took library books with me over there, and I was reading books, Sinclair County Library books.
That library card is a real passport,
Venice,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Get you all kinds of stuff. What else you got going on at the library?
Coming up, we're real proud to be part of partnering with the Sinclair County Health Department and their Second Chance Naloxone program. We're going to be offering two programs next Monday at the Yale Library. That's Monday, January 28th from 6 to 7. And then the following Monday, February 4th, here in Port Huron. And Julie Walding, a nurse from the Sinclair County Health Department, she's probably been on your show. Mm-hmm. She'll be leading this class, and attendees can get trained basically on how to save a life. I was watching a local video presentation from the health department and the sheriff's department, and apparently naloxone over the last few years has saved an average of 300 lives at the hospitals.
Wow.
So it's a proven technique. And when you go to this training here, either if you are someone who is struggling with opioid or heroin use, or you have a loved one, and a statistic I saw is that in America that close to 1 in 4 people are addicted or are struggling with that. So there is probably someone in your immediate circle that is probably, you know, struggling with this. So if you go to this program, you'll learn about that. You'll learn about naloxone, and you can actually walk away with a free rescue kit if you are 18 and over and a resident of Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, or Sanilac County. The 1 hour training will teach you how to recognize signs of the overdose and how to safely identify and administer it.
And that's when and where again?
It's next Monday, January 28th from 6 to 7 at the Yale Library. And then the following Monday, February 4th at 6:30 at the Port Huron branch.
And people need to register for that?
We recommend that they do. And they can go onto our website, www.stclaircountylibrary.org. Or you can just call those branches, and they'll make sure you get registered for
Fantastic.
That. But a real important thing to have.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
Really save a life.
Great. Mike, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Mary,
thanks
thank you for coming
thank
in
you.
As well.